بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we are talking about the love of the world. What we suppose we have in us. It's obvious we have to live in this world. So we will be facing all kind of conditions. But the Anbiya Ikram, every Nabi that came in this world, they gave us only one message. They do not keep the world in your heart. Do not keep the world. The world must be out of your heart. Meaning of that is the love of the world will not overtake the love of Allah. Because the moment you begin to have the love of the world overtaking the love of Allah Ta'ala, then you begin to do whatever you want to do. You'll earn the world how you want to earn the world. You don't want to earn the world how Allah wants it. Then you will not be looking at all the principles and rules of the business. You will not look at any principle at all because you got the love of the world. And how must I achieve the world? The difference between the kuffar and Muslim is the kuffar is completely drowned in the world. And the Muslim is he that he should only keep the world in his hand and his heart is only for the hereafter. Everything must be for the hereafter, everything. How I must keep my Allah happy. Anything that you do, you have to have this in your heart, how I must keep my Allah happy. That must be the main point in the heart. The Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to this world. If you look into his life, complete life, he never at one time could make a big factory. He didn't say, do this, do that, for the world is concerned. The only thing he spoke about is the hereafter. And that is his purpose to come here to remind us of the hereafter. And every Nabi that came here in this world to remind us of the hereafter. But you must know this much, that the world is a world that you have to carry on living in. It's a social life, you know, a social life. You cannot, social life means to live one with one another. Without that you cannot live in this world. But the social life does not mean, now because now the social life is one, each one needs another favor to another. A favor to another. Now in the favor to another, what it means is, but that how can you bring about that favor to another favor to another? First and foremost, you understand this, mother, favor to another can only be done, you do favor to another favor, when you don't have jealousy in you. You don't have? If you have jealousy in you, then there is no favor to another. Because you're not happy with that person, what favor you do to him? So if you say social life means to look together one another, in other words, to comfort each other. Now you have to comfort each other, that means the only way you can do that is not have jealousy at all. Because jealousy is opposite of social. In our life, in our, for a person who has taken the road to Allah Ta'ala, his comfort is to see the next person comforted them more than him. His comfort is more, they see the next person more comfortable than you. Then that person is comfortable. If you cannot comfort the next person, then you don't have the quality of comforting the next person, that means you've got jealousy in you. If a person come and ask you an advice and speaks to you, say he wants a certain thing and you know, and he speaks about it in this sense, But instead of you helping him, thinking, hey, no man, what? How come this? What a young man. You know, I, he's asking advice now. You got the same kind of business too. Now he's asking you, what are you going to do? Then you come to realize, he's asking you with advice now, you're thinking, hey, you know what? If he's going to open this business, then I'm what's going to happen to me? Straight away your link with Allah has become so weak that Allah Ta'ala is a provider. So it's obvious this month, the only time you will be able to give the correct advice is the time you got this quality in your social life, that is called that you don't have jealousy in you. Because that's the whole world is like that. That because even to make money to that person, you're making a lot of money, the person can ask for advice on some, not your own business, some other business. When you hear of his plan, you say, hey, this person can do a lot of things, let me do it, let me not do that. So what have you done now? What was the reason for you to follow in that way, in that manner? It's because you got now jealousy, I don't want him to do that. So the reason for that is because of lack of muhabbat for Allah Ta'ala. If you got love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then anyone asks you any advice of any kind, you look at it from this light that what he is good for him, what is good for me is good for that person. So that is called jealousy. Your children cannot get married. One person come, your friend come and tell you, you know what, a certain person, you know, you've got a daughter and you want to ask for a proposal. Now, because your daughter cannot get married, you say, no, don't go there. So just imagine how the world carries on. Because you know your work cannot be done. Instead of thinking, Ya Allah, I'll do good for him, I'll do good for myself. So that is what is called, that if you want social life in Islam, is this much that to keep a person more comfortable than yourself. To forego your comfort with the comfort of others. That is what you call likewise, a person comes to you and asks you, for favors, another favor. Now you begin to think, not for that, to comfort that person, but because he's a poor man, he's not important to me at all. I don't show any importance to you at all. Why am I not showing importance to you? For what reason? The reason is because you're not looking down at him. He came for some advice to you. He came to you for some advice. But because he's a poor man, you look at him in this eye, that this person, why must I give him advice? But if you are a person of Allah, then you think of the Sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he looked at the poor people, how he looked at the rich people, how he attended to Allah of the needs, how he attended, because your life is how I must become more near and dear to Allah Ta'ala. And the only way you can think that I must bring my whole example to the Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we know on a day of Eid, when that child was crying there and everyone is getting happy there, and they have Eid, Nabi Karim says, why are you crying? There's no one for you. He said, I'm your father. He held him, and what he made that person's heart so. We also know that Zayd ibn Harith was a slave. When he was captured and taken away from Makkah, his father was looking for him everywhere, looking for him, crying everywhere. The moment he saw my Lord, that someone said, go to his, I think he's by Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when he went there to see the father, Dr. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told Rasulullah, I will give you anything for my child. Rasulullah said, where can you get an example of that kind? Our example is only Rasulullah, no one else. He tells you, any amount of money you want, anything, you will give my child back. So some, I don't want not once, no money at all. I'm just giving my example. I don't know what's it. I'll bring your child in front of you. And whatever he decides, he can do. But again, decides. If he wants to come with you, you take him away. Who stayed with him and don't leave him? If they call him in front, he said, you know him? Just by sitting there, this is your father, this is now you can take him away. He says, I cannot go. What was it that made him not to go? The comfort that Nabi can give the child. So the poor man comes to you too. Do not look at his poor, look at the sunnah Nabi Karim, Allah Ta'ala looking at you. My duty is to comfort that person. I must comfort him no matter what happened, comfort that person. If you do not have the means, you show a lot of kindness to him. You cannot. Now all this quality comes into you when the time, you know, this is a poor man, why must I help him? All this kindness comes to you that you haven't got the means to help him, but the means of this kindness to show will make him happy too. That you cannot help him, but you're smiling and say, I'm so sorry, I cannot help you. On this way. Because he always will stay in the place in the front, don't sit in the back. Always. So when a person is poor also, you attend to his needs, his comfort. Islam teaches you only one thing, how to show comfort to the next person to forego your comfort. To forego your comfort. That is the true quality of a Muslim. When they say social life among the Muslims today, social life, this is what it means. How to forego your comfort for the comfort of Jesus. No matter what you're going through, the early part, the morning you wake up to, you receive a phone call of that kind, that my mother passed away or someone passed away, you don't just fly past it. You wake up and you go and go do it. If someone passed away, you have to go to the person to your funeral too, and you will not even, different if you are sick or something. That's understood. But like that, you're going to force to attend. Comfort of others over your own comfort. Your food is ready to eat. I'm telling you what my husband is example. No, you know an example. The food is ready. One person comes in very, very in need of something. I'm not saying don't come waste time. But nowadays people come to waste time. We're talking of people who are in need. People come to waste time, we're not talking about them. Because we wasted the time, they also come to waste our time too. If we stop wasting our time talking to people, futile talks. See, this is what Islam teaches. Islam teaches you to keep away from futile talks. When you begin to leave your doors open to your friends all the time, they're going to come and you waste your time talking. What are you talking? If you begin to take stock of that moment of time that you spend with them, the time you wasted, if you said one time, Subhanallah, what superpower? Your link with Allah Ta'ala, how great it becomes. Many a time people will come to sit and waste your time, your namaz time goes away too. And you feel very hurt, you know, how can I go and stand up and how can I just tell them to go away? Or how come, you know what I mean, that you know, just wake up and go to the masjid. Mashallah. The muhabbat is one thing when God love Ta'ala, you feel nothing about anyone else. I'm going to the mosque. This is futile talks is the thing that causes more harm. Comfort is something else. Comfort a person. But the Thani Rahmatullah Ali, Hazri gave us this incident. He hears some sound that somebody makes like a sound, knocking door or something of that kind. He says that person in the early part of the morning, he says, person go see what's that. He says, yes, sir, this. A person came now, was a Taweez. He was a Taweez. And that is the early part of the morning. He says, Dard is it. That means you'll give birth. It so happened that he said, oh, I have to make ghusl also. And that was part of ghusl. But he made his ghusl everything. He forgoes his comfort. This is the important thing, you forego your comfort. You sit in now to eat food, or a person coming very much in need or something which is very much in need. The food must go by. The attention to that person is more important. This is what you call social Islamic life. The life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When those people were carrying that one stone in the battlefield, Nabi had 3 stones in there. Everything one step ahead, one step ahead. To show if you are going through that thing, I'm also going through more than that. When Nabi Karim said, go to the, going out on journey, in a war, he made sure he should attend all those other things. They don't want him to attend, do any work. But when they're doing some work, he's also attending something. This is what we call social. To help each other for the correct needs, Not the incorrect needs, the correct needs. You're going to help each other. But just to read namaz and tilawat of Quran and zikr is alhamdulillah, very big. But this is the right thing at a time when you're reading Quran also. And someone in need of something very more important, close your Quran, you need them. But the Thani Rahmatullah Ali, his wife, Iran Sahiba, when she fell down in the early part of the morning, and that time the reading is Fajr Sunnah. The moment he heard that the people ran to the Hazrat, he fell down, he broke his Sunnah to attend to that. To show us also where you draw the line, how, what is important, what is not important. Today Allah forbid if someone's wife falls down really falls during Sunnah, they say, let me carry on in Quran after I see. After I see, let me finish my Sunnah first. Tamaddun is something called social life. A person's social life is of that kind. And that person can only have that kind of social life in him if he does not have pride in him. And I just mentioned now the poor man comes and asks you for some favors and you have the means of doing it. But because he's poor, you not attend to him. That is again social life. And what the reason why you to refuse him is because of pride, not the ask. Because of? And pride is again social life. Pride is again social. It definitely is not quite social. If you have to get something, achieve something, and it is against the pleasure of Allah, what's the benefit? If you have to achieve something, it is against the pleasure of Allah, what's the benefit? If you get a rule also, become a ruler, and it is against the law of Allah, it is against the pleasure of Allah, what's the benefit in that? If you become a rich person, no matter how rich you can become, it is again the pleasure of Allah, what's the benefit? What am I trying to show? What point am I trying to point at you at this point? What am I trying to show you? Trying to show you what is the most important thing, what is wa'anu min Allah Akbar. The most important thing is that to see the pleasure of Allah. To see that? Anything I do, if you're seeking something, the worldly things, we are seeking, no matter what you achieve, everything. But if it's against the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, that means Allah is not happy with you. So we have to see something, whatever we do, is Allah happy with us or not? Is Allah happy with us? If someone come and ask your favor, a close friend of you come and ask for your favor, and he's a very close friend of yours, and he's a person of that kind that you know he has done so much for you that you can give your life to him. But he come and ask for a favor, that is against the law of Allah. How would you respond at that time? If you respond by giving the fulfilling the favor of his, that means you're against the law of Allah Ta'ala. What's the meaning of that? That's why they say, at the time when someone come and ask for a favor, you think to yourself, this person is so good to me, how can I refuse him? And you will hurt Allah Ta'ala, that cannot be happening. You are going to be faced in this world in different tests, in this kind of test. And you notice this, but most of us fail. And the reason because of most of us failing is because our relation with Allah Ta'ala is not how it's supposed to be. If our relation with Allah Ta'ala is strong, very strong, then no matter what can happen, you know, the mountain can shift, but I will not shift. The mountain can shift, but I will not shift. But yet, today when you've got a fault in you, someone will tell you you've got this fault in you, you're not prepared to accept it. The reason for that not accepting because the reason for that not accepting is because he's got pride in him. Everything leads to pride. And the more the money a person got is worth, the more pareshan he is. I'm telling you, the person got more money. I'm telling you, at this present time, I'm looking at everything, what's happening with the investments, throughout, not only one investment, all investments going down. All investments going down. Look at how down they're going to. They will cause more concern of the investment of this world than the investment of the hereafter. The investment of the world is going down. They're so worried, they can't eat, they can't sleep. They're so concerned about it. They're very worried. That's why you should look at the social media, what is doing to it. Everyone is worried. Then what is money then? That brings about so much of worry for the hereafter, for the dunya. So much worry. You forgot the one who's supplying you, providing you, everything. You forgot him. Everything in his hand. If it happened, happened, never know. But what happened to you? That you have become a complete different person. You're reading namaz, so it's troubling you in the mind. You're sleeping, it's in the mind too. Eating in the mind too. That every moment in the circle you're speaking only that and that and that. What kind of value, what value that word is now? That you tell me, is that comfort? Is that person comfortable? Where is that person comfortable? He's eating his food, but is this comfort? Because only speaking of that, his mind is only there, now what's going to happen next, what's going to happen next? That is his language all the time asking that very question. He's saying, Allah, Allah, you make it Allah, Allah. Everywhere that is the subject, it will not make any difference by bringing the topic. It will make any difference. So what are you doing? You're wasting your time. They say when any kind of mishap takes place, who are you supposed to turn to? Because the only one can change the mishaps of any kind is only Allah, Allah. So when a person goes through any kind of difficulties, any kind of mishaps, any kind of whatever misfortune he undergoes, his duty is to think that it's only Allah Ta'ala can remove it. By you talking about it, you're making more harm, comment, becoming more sin. And there's so much ghibah takes place after that. So much. At the time of Ramadan, mentioned one incident, you know, one guru. He had his chela with him, his murid with him. And they were going in the jungle, they're sitting down there quietly. The murid is saying, I'm very frightened. So you're frightened? Okay. Don't tell me you've got some money in your pocket. Say yes. Take it out and throw it away. Take it and throw it away. The moment you threw it away, after some time, how are you feeling now? He said, no fear at all. That is how today we are. A man carrying money with him. See how it is. Is he comfortable? Is he comfortable? He's never comfortable. If he's got his tijori in the house, locked up too, but he's still worried. He's still worried. He's concerned. Every moment he's concerned what's going to happen to him. What kind of that is? That is now. He's more concerned of that. There was one Jew. He had a very big, you know, warehouse, but underground he had it. So he goes one day and goes see the thing, every day go see the thing. And one day it so happened someone might be saying, lock the door. He died there. Because of the old, same thing, this much more concern of this world. Everything a person. Your eating is business to you, your sleeping is business to you, everything is business. Every moment is clicking. Namaz time to your business. When are you going to stop that business? Stop, drop the business the year after. Yet Allah Ta'ala says, so many people are going away, janazah is going away, everything going away. Inna lillahi, you read that into but 1-2 days, you just shed tears and khalas back. So the Thani Rahman mentioned. And ask those people who are engrossed in this world so tightly, ask them what they're going through. If you look at them, you look at them in this condition that they're looking very happy. I'm sorry to say, they're not happy at all. They're not happy. They're paresha. So the purpose for everything that's happening to us is because only one thing. And that is because we have forgotten Allah Ta'ala. We have to always keep Allah happy. Our purpose will always be Allah Ta'ala. Everything that you do, that only one thing. My maqsad in this world is how to keep Allah happy. You find those people too who got 2 wives and 3 wives. At the time they say they got 2 wives and 3 wives. After some time you find one person suffering from some disease, some sickness, that all kind of sickness. He mentioned himself this thing. So in the beginning you enjoy it. Very quickly you enjoy it, the world, you see, enjoy it. But gradually you see the same person when sickness creep into him, all kind of sickness. Whether stroke, whatever it is. Know what happens? All that happiness goes away. So this world is of this kind that you've not been happy at any time. But temporarily you'll be enjoying something, just temporarily, then gradually come to realize what a big mistake you made, that you drowned yourself in the world and you forgot the actual purpose that you have. And the hereafter is the most important thing, that every time, the only way is, live in this world in a manner that your heart is in the hereafter. If your heart is in the hereafter with Allah Ta'ala all the time, then anything you do in this world is only for His pleasure. Today you are trying to keep your wife happy by fulfilling her desire and fulfilling Allah's desire. In the end you come to realize what a big mistake you made. Your desire must be finished. You must never think of fulfilling your wife's desire, your child's desire, again the desire of Allah Ta'ala. No matter what it is. You know this child of yours you gave your life to. You gave your life to the child. Your whole life, your comfort for your child. The moment that child gets married, I'm not saying that the tongue nonsense. That same child now forgets you. All the good things that you have done to you, now he becomes, sometimes the same child begins to look at the father and mother would hate you. Allah, my father from her. Why? Because you have now done this. You, even the mother forgoes her own comfort for the comfort of the child. Oh, but the comfort, the father and mother. They forego all the comforts. But why? Because you gave the child those kind of things. So how can they be? How can you rely on a child of that kind? But you can see it's happening today. Yet we have now become to that extent that we must only have to know one thing. Have you got Allah with us or not? If Allah Ta'ala is with us, then everything is with us. If Allah Ta'ala is not with us, nothing is with us. We must only have that one thing. So this world is of social life means to comfort the next person and forego your comfort. So no matter what difficulty you can face, if you have the means of comforting the next person, comfort him. Forget your comfort. That's what you call a Muslim. That your sleep you forego to. 2 o'clock in the morning a person phones you up and tell you got a janazah namaz to attend, please, because no one come and attend it. No one coming to attend, please come. You forego your comfort and go for. That's what you come to know. You tell me eating, tell me your food is just ready to open. My husband is so many times the food is just cold. But that's not what is a fool. Because at least I'm comforting the next person. Mahatma gave one incident, he says. When he gave this incident of this person came at night with the Taweez, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah, he made ghusl and he gave the Taweez. Alhamdulillah, baby was born with the fadl of Allah. But he says, look how much of comfort he gave that person and how happy that person got. That early part of morning he had made ghusl, he did not, he forego all his comfort. Because he said, no, I thought make ghusl come in the morning. Come in the morning. No, he made the ghusl straight away. This way. And then what he said, that Hazrat he said is, take care. But what? That person, but if a wife only cries and she makes a little bit, I'm not feeling well, I want some water, you won't wake up and give water to. Hazrat said on that to us, what comfort you forego? When you're sitting down to eat food and she forgot to keep the water there, and she sat down to eat, what would you food at that time? You would make her stand up and retain in the water, you would say, let me be in the water. That comfort we do. She forgot something. You will make sure that you will not wake up and say, I will wear the water, where the water is. Mahasaji said, this is how we are today. What you talk of comforting others, comfort your wife at least. Who is looking after all your affairs. Forgo all her shortcomings. Overlook our shortcomings. Look at what the good she's doing. She's bringing up your child. She's taking care of your child. She's taking care of your clothing. She's taking care of your eating. She's taking everything else. In some cases, the wife, if there's no children, husband, they won't make nothing. They won't even make nothing. If you take whatever they're making, for who? For the husband and wife or children. She will not even eat too. They forego the comfort with the comfort of the husband and children. How much the husband and children, husband must forego their children. Today you notice something in one child, when a husband and a wife, when a child is married and gone. When he comes to the house of the mother's spouse, you want to bring something to comfort them too. He'll come empty handed. The same child, the mother gives so much of concern and so much of care and the rest of comfort. Now when he gets married, when he comes to his mother's house, no one asks him for food, not trying to help. What is the concern? If you didn't bring anything for the mother, for the father, to comfort them. They didn't ask you to do that too. So you do not eat something but eat something. We can't read the statements of the Sahabas. That we cannot talk. That's why they say one Sahabi too. No matter how low he may be, the highest is more greater than the biggest and highest wali of the world. Sahabi cannot, that eyes are so Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The comfort they gave to others. We know this pattern, we read in the Kitab maybe we read. Look at that person who was about to drink water, he said, give the next person the water. This next person water. What is the meaning of that? One Sahabi, the first one, but the food came there, about to eat the food, the beggar came, so hungry, fell for the thing too, but gave the beggar over the thing. I'm not saying I do all that. You learn that they forego the comfort of the comfort of the others. How to keep this person happy, again, as long as not against the law of Allah. That's why they say even if you give a beggar nothing, to smile at that person. It's good to give something. If you got, it's good to give something. The reward is very high. Very high. For the comfort of others, you forego your own comfort. Is the most important thing called social life. Then only you find. You may go to certain functions, correct functions, and there's no one to attend to them. Then you must wake up yourself to attend that. Hazrat Imam Mohdi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he went to one walima. And there's no one there to attend to. So he put his sleeves up that I'm saying now, and say, let's come on, let's help in there. So at the time when you help someone with that correct time, that's a time you must know that's what's wanted for, the comfort. And the time eating come also, that let others eat first, then you eat after that. Not that you must, but because you're a fuzuk now, let me take food. If they give you something else, if they give you themselves, then you take it. But you know, that person now, or the poor person who's been given the food first, why he's been given, I must give me first. I'm more entitled than him. It doesn't cross our mind. You do not realize that, you know what, I'm a Maulana, that person is an ordinary person, he must be given after me. One is someone come and give it to you, you take it out. One is waiting for that person, give me first. Only Allah knows in this. But you say, no, let him eat first. Then comfort the person there. Eating also, the most important thing, when you're eating also, you find a few things there, you want to grab it and eat it up. Is again the sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Social ethics come in social life. Every social ethic comes in. How to eat. And when you eat, you don't look at this person, what that person is eating. You say, hey, you didn't eat anything today. So you're watching me what I'm eating. You're watching. Are you feeling, you know what happened here now? He's looking at what I'm eating. The Mu'awiyah radiallahu anhu, when Bidwan came and ate, now they put, you know, they eat there, they eat with big Luqman and all that. So Luqman is big, he did it. Bidwan, like a villager. So the person took big Luqman. So you take small Luqman. They had no makeup in their life. They were normal. He said, you don't know enough about the ethics of food. You're looking at me and saying, I'm eating. You woke up. He didn't sit again, insisted to sit, never sat again. Everything got in ethics, you have to know that. Two people are talking, three people are talking, two people are talking, third person is there. The person, if two people talking, the third person will not go near him too. Because they are two talking in themselves. Like that. And when you're talking to, when a third person is there, he's not part of the company, do not show him that in any way you're talking about him too. Social life, it means all these things here, that how you live a life of everyone, of all kind. One is home life, how you live. How you forego your wife's comfort, for your comfort over the wife's comfort. Your comfort you forego for the comfort of the wife. So dunya is something that we must not get drowned into it. Everyone that came in this world, in this dunya, to show us this, mother, dunya is for us to keep it in our hands, not in our heart. In the heart, the moment dunya goes in the heart, your heart becomes contaminated. And once your heart becomes contaminated, then pride comes to it. And Allah Ta'ala can only go into that heart which is pure. Allah Ta'ala only can enter in that heart that is pure. A mu'min's heart is supposed to be very pure and pure at all the time. In other words, he's not supposed to have any kind of malice or jealousy for anyone. He mustn't have pride at all. The only thing must shine in his heart is humility, humbleness all the time, humble. And humility means this, but he's showing Allah Ta'ala, well, I need you at all times. Not a second I must forget you. I need you at all times. Not at the time, one time of difficulty, but every time, all I need you at all time, I'm not tired of you. Even when you give a talk to Allah, I need you at that time. I mean, Quran, all I need you at all times. And Ali mustn't think and can lie when he's knowledge only. And he begins to start talking. If you think, you know, no, I can give, why not, let me stand and give talk. At that instant, you will be more humble to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, give me, I'm a mutaj of you. At Thani Rahmatullah Ali, one day he sat in Mumbai. And you must know, he gave talk for years and told me, and what knowledge he had. And he sat down to give a talk. And while he is giving it, when he started in the khutbah, no topic coming. And he was a great, alhamdulillah, very great. He said to himself, he thought to himself, let me see, think of my some old bayan of mine. Nothing came. But then he had no pride in it. We make some stories after that, you know. We make one kind of story to continue to talk. He says, alhamdulillah, today there's no topic coming to my mind. And thousands of people, not one or two people, big crowd. He said, there's nothing coming to my mind, there's no bayan today. He said, no. Today we do that. Trying to tell you, when they have this thing in their heart, when they have something in their heart, they only do it for Allah. The world is not important at all. And everyone who lives for the world, no matter what it is, you realize that they live for some time, but they get miserable, more and miserable. I know one person in these 95 years, whenever I see him, he says, I want to go away from this world, I want to leave this world. What is making him become, I want to leave this world? I don't want to leave this world. He's 95 years old, he's well, health also very good, everything, but I want to leave this world. What makes them to feel like that? Because this world is full of gham. This world is full of gham, sorrow and grief. No one is happy in this world. If you get a person get drowned in this world, you'll never be happy. I know one lady, she's so meek and pious. Allah will give her jannah too. She produced 95 years, but whenever I meet her, just, I want to leave, I'm just... What is it that makes them leave? If this world was so important, then they're so comfortable, then why don't we leave this world? So do you want to live in this world of that kind that you forget the hereafter? Whereas the most important thing is this matter, how I must become more close to Allah Ta'ala and how to keep Allah Ta'ala happy, then this world will run behind you, not that you want to change the world. When your life is like this, that the world will come Allah Ta'ala in front of you, everything is Allah Ta'ala. How to keep Allah Ta'ala? My pleasure is only Allah, no one else. My wife asked me to do this thing, I first and asked my question, is Allah happy with me or not? If not, then I'll be very kindly terrorist people and can't do it. If the nikah is always performed in this manner, what today you find a person coming, the bridegroom comes in the masjid, very nice clothes, nice, mashallah, everything. But when you go to the hall, it's someone else. You can't even make him out to. So what's the reason for that? Is how you bring your child. Is how you bring? So the same child you gave life to, he has disgraced you, embarrassed you. Whereas what is it? That's why they say, you've given your life to your child, you should give your life to Allah Ta'ala. You give that. Hadhrat Abu Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his son told him, oh dad, when that time he was not a Muslim, he told you, in front of me in the war, I want to kill you, because you're from my father's talking. He said, oh son, you made a mistake. If I saw you, I would kill you. That is what you call love. Our city. You understood? The love of the world, what it can lead to. Innama amwalukum awladukum fitna. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, your children and your wealth is a fitna for you. You make it fitna, or you make it that everything must be according to Allah's command. If it made you fitna, then you must know. Many people have left their children from here in this world and gone. But unfortunately, sad to say, they left the children in a very bad condition. That now Allah, I don't know what the parent is going to cover for the condition of it. It's because you're not bringing up the child the correct way. Because of love of the world, everything the child asks you for, you gave the child everything, no matter what it is. If it's against the law of Allah, you gave it, I must keep my child happy. And when the child, when the parent passed away, the inheritance is so big, everyone got so much money, but how they use the money, Allah knows. But if you're a person of that kind, Allah wala, then you make sure that your child, everything you left according to Allah's command,
That child who will live like that too is barakat for him. You can give any amount of money that too. But you know, alhamdulillah, they use in the correct way. They do everything according to Allah's command. So this love of the world is a thing that is crept into our hearts. That brought this condition that our masjid now became bazaars. Masjid now became bazaars. In terms of sahaba, bazaars and masjids. Now our masjid has become bazaars. Every moment you find a person sitting down, and the worst thing today is this much, is a cell phone. A cell phone. It's very, very dangerous. It's gone to there. Because the love of the world is in the cell phone. Now the people even gamble on a cell phone too. I did not know about it. You knew about it. They're gambling, nobody has to go to gambling salon, they know that. Now at the place you go, just you gamble. So I'm frightened to even to go to eat Muslim homes now too. So all this is happening because dunya, world. But you're not realizing this dunya is for temporary, you're going to go away, what have you done for the hereafter? And the Anbiya Ikram has given us only one message, everyone, leave the world, your heart must be with Allah Ta'ala. Do only Him, His pleasure must be most important. Our most important thing, this one statement must be stamped in our heart is, how to keep Allah happy. This must be stamped in our heart, how to keep Allah happy. If no one else must keep happy. If that person asks me for a favor, is Allah happy or is not? If the wife asks for a favor, child asks for a favor, is Allah happy or not? The business deal that you are doing now, the first thing you must look at is Allah happy or not. No matter your business going down, but it will never, you must not turn away. You must be like a mountain. The mountain can shift, but you won't shift. My business can go down, but I won't buy something wrong. Because we know one haram muscle going to the stomach, what happens to us? Our ibadah is gone. Let us not look at others, look at our own faults. Today we are looking at fault others, everyone taking fault of others, everyone taking fault of others. Look at that person, Allah Ta'ala own person. Every one of us looking at fault of others, everyone. The moment you look at next person, that's not the moment you think, well, how many faults I got in me. The biggest fault is not to look at the own fault. The Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi, one person told him, Hazrat, you know, I got no fault. He said, that's the biggest fault. So let us not look at the fault of others. Don't look at the fault of the wife, look at the own fault. Look at why your child is going wrong, look at the own fault. I did something wrong. It's affecting my family. When you look at your child and friend doing something wrong, look at what wrong I am doing that is affecting them. When a man begins to look at his own faults, then everything will then come right. So the subject I'm discussing from yesterday is, do not have the world in your heart. Do not have the world in your heart. If you've got the world in your heart, then it will overpower you. But you've got the world out of your heart, and you've got the right person in the heart, and that's Allah. Our Hazrat always tell us, the heart is only for one person. Who that is? Allah. The heart is only for one person, that's Allah. It must remain in you. Allah can only go into that heart which is pure. If that heart is not pure, Allah will not enter that heart. So what's the meaning of that? You must not have any pride in you. You must not have any arrogance in you. You must not have any malice in you. You must not have any jealousy in you. You must not have any enmity in you. All these things must be free from your heart. Then that heart, Allah Ta'ala is in that heart. So if you want social life to be a good one, the real social life is this life, that all these qualities I mentioned now should not be in your heart, then the life of social life is a real social life. Allah Ta'ala can forfeit us. Alhamdulillah. Wa la aqimatun taqim wa salam. اللهم إنا نعتكفك وشكرك اللهم نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة التعالي في الدين والدنيا والعافية والفوز بالجنة والنجاة وصلى الله تعالى على رحمته يا رب.